with that prayer that God would open his word in that portion that is needed. I shall read from the Acts of the Apostle from chapter 24 the following words. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. Amen. This was a defense speech of Apostle Paul. Here he explains three different issues. This is, in a way, a confession of faith. He said onto what he bases his faith on, and two, why he believes, and third, what does this mean in reality? Paul had returned from his last journey to Jerusalem. He had been there about a week and was in the temple serving when he was recognized, and there was a protest around him, and he was arrested, or he was taken hold of, and he was going to be lynched until the soldiers came and they saved Paul. After this, there were many things that happened before we got here to this text that we read. Paul was interviewed first by the soldiers, or interrogated. After that, he was allowed to speak to the people. He asked that he could tell who he is and for what reason, and he told what happened to him and what he had earlier did, how he had prosecuted the believers, and he had studied in Jerusalem, and how God awoken him on the road to Damascus. Jesus came upon him, and the happenings that happened after that, and how he was sent to the work to do the gospel. When he had explained this, people became angry, and he was removed from in front of the people. The Jews were so mad at him. And then going forward, there were a few ten that they will not eat until they have taken the life of Paul. Sometime during this, Paul was also before a court, and he explained the same things. And then Paul explained the same things. And then Paul was imprisoned. And the following night, he was brought to Caesarea, to this city that the governor ruled. And he was interrogated there also. And after 5 days, the high priest and the people of his committee, they had hired a lawyer, and the discussion was held before the high priest, and he was charged in different crimes. And then Paul said, he was given a turn to speak, that he has not been disrupting. He was not defiling the temple. And I was not trying to uprise the people. He cannot be accused of such matters. He came 12 days ago to Jerusalem. He has not been here. He has done nothing special here. But then he said, this what I read. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets. This is an important matter. Paul wanted to bring forth this issue that he has not brought nothing new out. This was not the doctrine of Paul. He has not built his own group. But he believes all that which is written in the law and prophets, all what he has taught has been based on this. I believe all this, and it is seen in the teaching of Paul, even in the Gospels. He based everything on a written word. When he was on his first journey, mission trip, and was preaching in the synagogue in Antioch, which is explained in the Acts, he spoke to the hearers what he spoke of, what was written, what was prophesied in the writings of the Old Testament, what was explained, what was said. And he leads the situation that all these prophecies and writings, and how God had followed, led the nation, that Jesus of Nazareth was born from the relation of David, and it was written exactly in this way. And he also pictured how Jesus preached during his public life, and how the prophecies fulfilled, and how he was arrested, who was crucified on a cross on behalf of our sins. When he tells all this, he says, dear brothers, you must know that these things are revealed unto you, the forgiveness of sins. All this that he spoke, he based everything according to the writings. There are many examples in the Bible, in the Acts of the Apostles. It speaks of the Enoch of Ethiopia, who came from afar to came to Jerusalem to prayer. And when he was on his way back, he had bought the book of Isaiah the prophet, and he was reading that on the way home. And the apostle Philippus was asked to go to him when he was reading it in his wagon, and he was reading the book of Isaiah. He asked, what does the prophet speak here? Scriptures say that Philip enlightened unto him the gospel. Nothing was based on their own imagination. We have at these services heard, according to Gospel of St. Luke, how Jesus came to his own after the resurrection. He opened the writings for them to understand, And he explained that it had to happen in this way, as it says of me in the books of Moses, in the Psalms, and the prophets. Everything is based on a written word, and it is so even today when we gather at services, and we, the basis of each sermon is God's word. And this brings a secure feeling. Connected to this is also that especially today, it is related today, that the word of God is often questioned and voices are heard, that we should inspect these issues from a new view. But this word brings forth, the word is unchanging. It's your state of change. People cannot change God's word, and it does not change through decisions of people. It is not something that is movable. Even though this world around us, we are unchanging. We are experiencing many different things that are changing. Many things develop. Technology, etc., brings a lot of new things. But God's word stays the same. Even though people would question God's word, it does not change. This questioning of God's word is not a new matter. Oh, the first people, God's opponents said, that did God say in this way? No, surely not. For that day when you shall eat of the fruit, you will become wise. This questioning continues. What happens if the understanding changes and change the understanding? It does not matter. We have no permission to change the word. It does not change, even though some group says, let's change the scripture completely. We do not have the power to do this. And when our faith is based on such a foundation that lasts, we can be secure. We do not have to go look for a new foundation, for it has been set, and it will last. If someone thinks in this way and does this, it shall happen that they fall from this foundation. It is such a big matter. When Jesus had to the disciples in the north, he asked his disciples, who do the people say I am? The apostles answered, some said Elias, some said prophets. Who do you say? Jesus asked, what do you say? You remember how Peter answered, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, the flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And this, you are Peter, upon this I shall build my church, and the powers of hell shall not open. He did not mean that he's going to found his kingdom upon Peter, but used it. But according to confession of Peter, that you are Christ, the living Son of God. When we inspect our lives, and especially these matters of faith, the Holy Bible is such, it is forever. God's word is undrowning and unchanging. Thank you. it is in the same way God's kingdom. In this way, it is the foundation. Often we question the Bible in such a way that it is old. But God, or the Bible, we should not read the Bible according to physics or geography or history, but through salvation. That is the central issue. It was written. Why are these written? It was said. There are many different things that happen, but they have not been written here. But these have been written so that you would live through faith in His name. This is a reason. For this reason, these matters we look for. The foundations from God's word, and this is a secure and a lasting foundation. Then Paul says here, the second matter, when he says, And the hope towards God would save themselves also allow, and there shall be resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Today, we had confession that we believe in the resurrection of the dead and everlasting life. For this reason, Paul says that he believes in this way, because his gaze was further than this life here. He said he believes and knows this, that life here will end, and it will end for everybody. And then when there's a resurrection of the dead, of the just and unjust, Paul wanted everlasting life, and for this reason he wanted to believe, and why he believes, and why he speaks of this matter when he had called people to become partakers of grace and proclaimed this invitation. And this is that destination. This life is very short for each one of us. It's easy to measure it, because very few live to be 100 years, and even 100 years is a very short time. Many generations have lived and died when Paul died as a martyr. The most important on each person who has died, they had peace with God and their sins forgiven. And then Paul says, what does it mean? And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscious void of offense toward God, toward man. This matter is repeated many times in the Bible. Peter speaks of the same matter in his second epistle when he pictures that time is short. That people say that why is this coming? Peter says time is short. you await a new heaven and new lands. And then he says, as a testament, that an old worker of the gospel, that beloved, as you await these, be diligent that before him that you would be clean and cleanse and read the long suffering, about the long suffering of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ towards our salvation. Then he speaks of Paul, where our dear brother Paul in each of his letters spoke. Was Peter and Paul especially good? Where did they base their life upon? Peter said, he already said that read about the long suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ towards your salvation. Paul, in each one of his letters, speaks of God's grace and the effects of it. He suffered of this, that good which I wish to do, I don't do, but that bad which I do, that I don't wish to do, I do. The Lord said he had personally seen many times how such a great issue was the forgiveness of sins and how it affected man. It is also connected to this, what John says, not so that you practice this is the foundation, but that, but if we dwell in, travel in the light as he is in the light, we can partake with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his blood will cleanse us from all sin. Paul also gives an example in this when he writes to the Corinthians, which he had heard many different bad matters and serious matter. How did he approach them? He begins his letter as the apostolic letters begin. Grace be unto you from God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And he thanks God for that, that the grace of God, that the grace has been large toward those who received the letter. And a central issue, and then he says later, I instruct you, dear brothers, to go to take care of those serious matters. But he returns to the basic issue. I make it known to you that gospel which I have revealed unto you, for which you will receive salvation if you believe upon this. It is here. The grace of God affects that we wish to dwell against sin, travel, or fight against sin. It is not. The forgiveness of sins affects in that way that we wish to take care of matters. Then it says here, and a very important matter, that to have a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. Here we hear conversation of that, that if you have broken a law and you become distressed, is it enough that you receive forgiveness? The forgiveness of sin affects and instructs to take care of it also through the courts. This is a very simple matter. You are given power to take care of it. Not that that you have robbed somebody. Just like Sakari. That if I have stole from somebody, I will give them back four times more. He wanted to take care of matters. We are speaking of different matters here. God's grace affects us in this way. It does not give us permission to do wrong. It is not, it's not mechanical or a technique. If you may have heard that we could do that, I will do this and this and this, and then I will have them, then I will ask it forgiven. Listen, God is, will not partake in this. A certain brother here said one time when I heard in his speech that God is not a toy. Meaning this, that is reason, we have reason to remember that the feeling of sin is affected of God and not from us. These are such great questions when we speak of faith, when we talk about faith and intelligence. It is a great matter that God has seen it, that this matter is so simple. When Jesus thanked, I thank you, Father of heavens and earth, that you have hidden these from the wisdom and opened them to the childlike. Your Father, your goodwill, so that all can attach to this, so that we don't have to do some work. It is so that God has seen it good in this way, shall we say, in this way, even though a person knows much, that knowledge is not enough. There has to be that faith. That faith, we are attached to those promises. Many people wish. Now we must find examples that the Word of God is correct. One is the happenings of Christmas. One example. Something big there. That when the Son of God was born here as a person, those who seen this happening were the shepherds. Shepherds were such that their testimony was not good in any court of law. But these shepherds, who were not wanted anywhere, were told that today unto you has been born a Savior. They came and testified of Jesus. Jesus is strong in the weak and great in the small. Even a powerful person becomes small. We live in many minds in a very restless world, in a moving world. But dear friends, and those that are listening, we can remember one central matter. The foundation is in place. The foundation has not been moved, and the people do not have power to move them. God's word is yet alive. It is alive, and it shall make alive. It has not changed. that how a person makes a sinful person just or justifies a sinful person. Of this, Peter, who says at the end that read the who read about the long suffering of Christ. Why did he say in this way? Peter was able to speak of his own experiences. The apostles, perhaps nobody received such two-on-two conversation as Peter received from Jesus. And he was able to testify an amount of enlightenment. This is my dear son, whom I am pleased. Peter was able to experience and see many things close, but nevertheless, Jesus knew that Peter would deny him and said that Simon Peter, that the devil has been sowing seeds and so forth. I have been asked that your faith would not be taken, but when you return, come back, strengthen your brothers. And when the cock has three times cowed, you will deny me three times. We have heard at these services, what did Jesus think of Peter? We do not say in vain that look with merciful eyes as you looked upon Peter when he had denied you there on the Sea of Tiber, that when Jesus said that Jesus only asked Peter, that do you love me? Without going into that discussion, when after all this, Peter wrote that reed, the long suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew of what he was writing. And Paul, he often brought forth or spoke about grace, and grace never allow us to do wrong, but we can securely look at life ahead of us. We can, as Paul, who, after this, had to testify many times before the governor in 2 years, and before the king, and then he was brought to Rome, from where he was for a couple of years in a home arrest. But it is beautifully speaks at the end of the Acts of the Apostle how he spoke to everyone who came to his rented room. He spoke of the God's kingdom and of Jesus Christ. He preached for 2 years. When he was returning to Jerusalem, and he was arrested or caught at the end, I will borrow that, when he was saying farewell to the children of Ephesus, he was talking about the coming times. It is not easy ahead of you. It will be hard. And says, in your midst shall rise those that do not, there will be problems. But he does not leave it there, but says, dear brothers, I leave you under God and his grace word, who is shall build you strongly and make you holy before all. That no matter how the times change, we have no reason to be distressed. Even at these evening services, the situation is in this way. Many remember Mauno Koivuneva spoke to us young. I was young then. What is important in a sermon? He said in this way, important is to explain the Bible. It is important to speak of doctrine. It is good to speak of the history. It is good to picture grace of God. But before all is to speak of the grace. Dear brother and sister, you can lean on at this moment be comforted. You can believe your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and in the precious atonement blood. It is good to lean upon this under this secureness. Be comforted of comforted mind in Jesus' name. Amen.